It's 5:17, driving home with you on a Friday show here on Downtown. Live at Seasons, Main Street in Bangor, and our Quality Jewelers broadcast studios. It is always a treat for us when we get to hop on board the G&M Family Market phone line and connect with our friend, Jerry Monteux. Hello there, Jerry.
How you doing? Feeling good?
Oh, feeling great. Thank you very much. The weekend is coming, some big football, and no 2 feet of snow coming our way.
Amen, brother. It's going to be something like 42, 43 degrees next week. Oh, I'm so excited. And by the way, I have never felt more confident about any football game in my entire life as I do about the Pats beating the Broncos on Sunday.
All right. Tell us why, sir.
Well, first of all, I have so many reasons. I have dissected this thing to death, which means, of course, they'll lose by 20. Now, okay, so, and I know you've talked about this. What happened in the first meeting, what was it, November 29th, right, I believe, mm-hmm. in Denver? Who didn't play in that game? Let's start there. Jamie Collins didn't play. Dante Hightower left in the second quarter with a knee injury. Edelman didn't play. Amendola didn't play. And they still should have won that game if it hadn't been for Chris Harper. We remember him.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'd almost forgotten about that.
Chris Harper muffed the punt. Not to mention how, yes, I'm a homer, not to mention how they got absolutely jobbed by the refs in that game. It was pathetic. It was beyond pathetic. It should have been, it was illegal what happened.
So
anyway, they're a 3-point favorite. And when I first saw that, I said, well, why are they favored? Well, now I know. And it's just because who didn't play in that first game, and they should have won anyway.
So they've got these guys back. That makes a difference. What else? Because, I watched that Denver game last week, and I said it earlier this week on the show. That was not Peyton Manning. That was some guy wearing his shirt.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing, Rich, is Manning. He's like one-fourth the quarterback he used to be. He can't throw the ball more than 15 yards downfield. So, if let's say they do have a halfway decent passing attack, let's say they have a halfway decent running attack. If Dante Hightower plays, if Collins plays, if they play even just a shadow of themselves, they're going to stop the running game. I just don't see any way that Denver can win this game. I just don't, unless the Pats make some just hellacious mistakes.
Are you at all concerned that with a couple of days out there, Chandler Jones will smoke up most of the state of Colorado?
Not concerned at all. Apparently that's how he plays best.
It's going to be
the
better.
Mile High Stadium, don't forget.
It's going to be a lot better for him than that spice he was after the other week.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, get the good stuff. Anyway, I'm just not concerned at all. I'm actually looking for it. I'm not nervous in the least. How's that?
All right, so do you have a game prediction for this affair?
I'll say 28-14 Patriots. How's that?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Very good. Will you get to watch the game, or are you going to find someone with a television?
Oh, I will watch the game. I will watch the game. And by the way, do you still have your beard?
Remnants of it. I've cut it back. It's very, very light.
Okay. I started growing a beard. I got a bet going on with one of my friends. I started growing a beard a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not allowed to shave until the Pats lose, which... You know, the good news is they may not lose again this year. The bad news is I'm going to look like the Gorton's fisherman by September.
By the way, speaking of your looks, which I guess we are, we posted...
Goody.
We are lovely. We described it as a glamour shot of you on our Facebook page.
Oh, really?
Well, it's you taking a picture, as you are a professional fine art photographer.
Yes, and that's on your Facebook page?
It is, yes. Yeah, striking.
Oh, wow. Okay, I guess it's high time that I like it.
Well, I mean, you would just be among the hundreds that said, man, that guy,
he
just...
Well, I'm flattered. Thank you very much.
They say he gets better looking every time we see him. How is that possible?
boy, there's so many answers. I could come up with, but let's just say I'm the chosen one.
Ah, there you go. We're talking with Jerry Motu here on Downtown. I want to talk a little Red Sox in a moment, but you got a big event coming up. I wanted to mention too, with the gallery and with your work, a fundraiser coming up to benefit Down East Horizons. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, it is Valentine's Day weekend. I'm back in business with a tile artist. She makes glazed tiles. She's fantastic. Her name is Kim Walker. So bring your family, bring your kids down to the Main Grind building, 192 Main Street in Ellsworth, the weekend of Valentine's Day. That's the 13th and 14th. Have your portrait taken. Have your child's hand or footprint embedded in a beautiful tile. And we'll sell you those, and 20% of the proceeds goes to Down East Horizons. So it should be a great event.
Well, that sounds fantastic. All right.
Before we talk Red Sox.
Yes, yes.
I have a bone to pick with CBS.
Okay.
Do you mind?
Not at all.
Am I the only one in the country who thinks that Phil Sims is as dumb as a bag of hammers?
Thank you.
Well, you know, I'm late to that party, but that's because of my Giants love, and it's hard for me to get over my affection for Phil in his days as a Giants quarterback, but he is not the world's greatest analyst. There's no question about that.
Am I missing something? He's the number one guy for CBS? What am I missing? Please tell me.
You know what's worse is the commercials that he's in now where he's talking about how awesome an analyst he is because of the tea he drinks. Have you seen those?
Oh, is it Bigelow tea or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
he studies now even harder than he did when Jeff Hostetler almost took his job.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand. But, hey, who am I to question the powers that be?
Well, you're Jerry Motu, damn it, and that means something.
I don't understand. And Mike Carey, has he gotten a call right this year from the booth?
No, but we got the gun show this weekend, so everything will be fine.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, you want to talk Red Sox?
Well, yeah. Now, it's been quiet. It's been very quiet here, and Dave Dombrowski said, we've taken care of most business, and I'm not sure any of us believed him at the time, but it has been pretty low-key. Do you think this is the team that begins the season in April?
Wow. Yeah, I do. Because I don't see too many holes right now. I don't see any pressing need to get to go out and get anybody else besides the guys that they have. I really don't. I was looking up and down the lineup today, as a matter of fact, and apparently Pablo Sandoval has lost like 20, 25 pounds. I understand that's like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic, but he apparently is slimming down, and so is Hanley. And I don't see any bad news at the moment. I guess we'll find out a month into the season just exactly what this team is like and what their needs are, especially in the rotation. But I don't see any pressing need to go out and get anybody at the moment. Do you?
Not a pressing need. No, I'm curious to see what happens at first base. I want to see Hanley out there and fielding those ground balls and feel confident about things. But, again, it's not the toughest position on the diamond. And if you can hit even somewhat like you used to, get us 15, 20 homers, bat .285, I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I will too. I read an astonishing number. I had no idea. Those two guys, Ramirez and Sandoval, combined last year for 50 RBIs. I mean, 100 RBIs. I'm sorry, 100 RBIs. They combined for 100. I mean, it's just absurd. Just absurd. So, yeah, you're right. Just give me something. Give me something. Lose a little weight. And show me something. I guess the only question mark, in addition to that I have, is right field. I guess we'll start Jackie Bradley and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm not sold on Bradley. I'm not sold on Rusne Castillo. But they can live with him out there for the time being. And if it doesn't work, they've got other guys. Travis Shaw can play left field. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Plus, we've got, what's his name from the Yankees there, Chris Young.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm not too worried yet. And I don't see that. I think Dombrowski's done a hell of a job, to be honest with you.
I agree. I love what he's done. I think he's aggressive. He's been aggressive. He took care of the biggest needs. Bang, bang, bang. And so I'm okay with the fact that it's been quiet. And now, frankly, I just want to get to spring training and get this party started.
Yeah, man. What are we, a month out?
Yeah.
This is going to be fun. Going to be fun. And let's talk about catching too. We've all of a sudden got a glut. If Christian Vasquez, comes back healthy. You've got Swihart, Vasquez, Ryan Hannigan. You've got almost an embarrassment of riches at catcher too. This is going to be good.
Yeah, and I think I feel like from what we've heard from the guys in Boston that the organization would love it if Vasquez comes back healthy because of that incredible throwing arm of his. But to be able to have him out there, even if it's 4 days a week, and then get Swihart some time as well. That's a pretty potent combination after going a couple of years with that being pretty much a dead zone behind the plate.
Yep. Oh, I can't wait, man. This is going to be fun. But first things first, we got to take care of the Broncos, and then we can relax for a couple of weeks. By the way, what do you think of the job Belichick has done this year as head coach with all the injuries? They got 16 guys listed as questionable for this game.
I know. I think, I've said it before, I think this may be one of the best jobs he's done this year. Not only dealing with the injuries, but all of the distractions that this team had to deal with coming into the season, their level of focus, the way he managed not only the team but the media this year, and even in losing those four out of six down the stretch, any butterflies, any fear anyone might have had flew out the window with that opening drive last week. I think this is, if not his best job, certainly in the top two.
Yeah, and what are the chances he's going to be coach of the year? Zero. Because he's Belichick.
Well, let me throw this out to you, because I've been mulling this for a while. If they win it all, they walk away with another Super Bowl, does Belichick hang it up? Is that why Josh McDaniels didn't interview with any teams? And if that happens, is there a chance that number 12 walks off into the sunset hand-in-hand with him?
Oh, no. Well, first of all, there's a better chance of number one happening, that is Belichick leaving. There's a better chance of that than there is of Brady hanging it up. I think Brady's possessed. He's possessed. First of all, he's made some pact with the devil. He has no business playing as well as he is right now at his age. And he said he wanted to play for another 10 years. I think he's in it for the long haul. He wants to set every record known to man. But as far as Belichick goes, that's not a bad thought. I wouldn't be at all surprised if he hung it up. How can you go through life never smiling? That's what I want to know. And being as successful as he's been.
Listen, I want to listen to this, Jerry. See what you think. Here's Bill getting fired up for the game when they asked him about the run defense the last time they played Denver.
Well, that was definitely a problem. We just didn't play very well. 179 yards. I mean, that's not where we want to be.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I've seen more animated hostage videos.
he makes Greg Popovich look like George Carlin. This guy is incredible. Oh, man. Just... Someone has to make him laugh. He has to find a sense of humor somewhere. Just, I wonder who it is.
John Bon Jovi, and when it's Halloween and he gets to dress up.
Okay.
That's it right there. And getting ice cream with a girlfriend in the off season, and that's all we know.
He also used to chuckle when he could hide behind Charlie Weiss down a whole hallway. He also thought that was fun.
Did you guys come up with a theory on the black eye yet?
No. Have you got one?
No, I have no clue. I was hoping it was Chandler Jones, but I don't think so.
I can't imagine.
No, he's way too docile for that.
he just
wants to hang out, man.
I can just see Belichick saying, I'll tell you what, Chandler, if you can beat me up, you can play. Otherwise, I'm suspending you.
Right. Boom!
Well, isn't his brother John Bones Jones? He's got the UFC in him, doesn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right, too.
Man,
that's right. Oh, man, this is too much fun.
Well, confidence is high.
Like 3-point favorite. The line is 3, as it is with the Carolina game. And I just don't see it being that close. I just don't.
So Pats and Panthers in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be fun. I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, then I'll get a little nervous.
All right. Well, we got some time to recover, and if it happens, we'll try and catch up with you before then, get you back on and get your thoughts after you pick this one successfully.
Yeah, 28-14. Put it in the bank.
There you go. Heard it here. Jerry Montour. Jerry, thanks as always. Great talking with you, my friend.
All right, boys. Anytime.
We'll
thanks.
Do it again soon. It's 5:32 downtown. Still to come. The good, the bad, the ugly. Danny Cashman of The Night Show. You got your downtown on the Pulse. AM 620. WZON.